right? Last week we said we left it that the machlokas appears to be, to put it in descriptive terms, a question of whether or not, and there it's midaraisa, if the gavra is really roy, but then practically, because of a drabanan, he can't be meyed, that's the question. In other words, does Shvuas Eidus just simply care about, is the halach of Shvuas Eidus and kfira b'shvir, in your Eidus, is that simply that you're a gavra that's roy, in abstract, daraisa, or no, is the din of Shvuas Eidus only exists and being kovei shedu so, is only when practically you actually, there would be a Kabbalah Seidus and you could be made in Bezdin, which of course Midrabanan, the Mesachi Bekuvia, can't. So now the Rajba's question is, go ahead, read it again, David. So you're only chayev for kfira. He's saying that's part of the very definition by Shvuas Eidus. When are you chayev v'lo yagid? That's when you would actually be mafsid mammon. But here the guy will never be mafsid mammon, because midrabanan they won't, the lo mekablin and lay. Right? That's his kasha. Right? According to the Rajba, he's definitely learning that in order to have the din of Shuas Ha'edus, it has to be that the Eidus has some effect. That you had a potential to have some effect. It can't be merely an abstract halacha. All right, let's think about the Rajba. Yeah, we just saw it, so. Yeah, I was just wondering, I don't know if we said this last week, but maybe just to define it, and along the lines we said, but in the following manner. There is, according to Rav Papa, who holds that only Melech, that's Midaraisa lo Chazi, but Mesachik Bekuvia is Midaraisa Chazi, that he defines it as long as the Gavra can be an aid. And so far as the shame in the Gavra could be an aid, so then the din of Shvuas Ha'edus is no egg. And according to Rav Acha, Shvuas Ha'edus is only no egg when there could be a Maisa Ha'edus. When Bezdin could be Makabel him, to actually be Magid Eidus. So I don't care whether or not it's Daraisa or Darabanan. As long as you're telling me it's impossible for this person to be Magid Eidus, there can't be a Maisa Eidus Al Yado, so therefore this din of Shuas Eidus is not noeg. It's just, I'm just putting in you know, more halachic terms than just the question of abstract versus practical. In other words, I'm saying when it says Rabbanan hu depaslu, I'm trying to say that that's what it means. It means, it doesn't mean that the midaraisa, the gavra is a chazi. That never changes. You can't change that. The Torah said he's a proper witness. He's a proper witness. But the Chachamim have a right to prevent him from coming to Bezdin. So that's why the question emerges. What's the halacha of Shvuas Eidus? As far as the shame in the Gavra? Does he have a din aid in the Gavra? Or no? He has to be, that he actually could get do a mice, he's being kovesh, and therefore his mice aidus can't be realized. But if he can't be given mice aidus midrabanan, so then his, I don't care if it's the rabbanan, bottom line is he can't do it. So therefore midaraisa, he won't violate shvuas aidus. Of course, the Rajba doesn't like that idea. Okay. Although he himself admits that it's dochak. He has to give his answer, you know, his answer. Okay, but we'll leave the Rajba alone for now. The other thing I was just interested in, I don't know if it's a big deal, but I've been thinking about it. I don't want to say anything. I want to go to the question of Melech and Talmud Chacham, but I just that Rashi where he says Aval Masachik Bekuvia Midaraisa Chazi. So Rashi says Shlo Pasla Torah Ela Eid Chamas Shenotel B'Chazaka. Right, and then he brings a pasuk to prove it that what Gzela is. Okay, I'm not sure what is the right. Is the Ram have the same pasuk? Okay, so yeah, I got it. Yeah. In the Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel and Hilchos Gzeila says Eizehu Gozel Zeh Lokeach Mamon HaAdam BeChazaka Kigon Shechatav Metaltul Miyado. Okay, or Takav Bavadav. Okay, V'Chol Kiyotze BeZehu HaGozel Keinyan Shenemar VaYigzol Es HaChanis Miyad HaMitzri. Okay, a different pasuk than Rashi brings here, right? But what I'm interested in is a question of definition, because then Rashi says, "V'rabbanan gazru be ve'asauhu gazlan midivrayim ve'amru asmachtehi ve'lo kanya." So, I mean, one could ask, how does he become a Gazlan Midrabanan? And moreover, if you say Asmachta Lo Kanya, so then why isn't he a Gazlan Midaraisa? Mamanashach. How does he be a Gazlan, Midrabanan? Doesn't sound like it fits the definition of a Gazlan. And then, moreover, you could ask the Kasha, if you tell me Asmachta Lo Kanya, so Asmachta Lo Kanya means, so then why isn't Daraisa then? Think about it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. I have some thoughts about it, but I'm not there yet, but I just want to bring up the problem. Just something interesting to me. All right, so now we're going to go to the Gemara we said we're going to do. So it comes out that according to the Gemara in Lamed Aleph and Rashi there, that Midaraisa Amelech is Lo Chazi. Right, he can't give Eidus Midaraisa. And the reason is because Asom Tosim Alecha Melech Shetehe a Maso Alecha V'haba Lahayit Sarech Lamod Lifnei Hadayin Kida Amran Lael V'derech Bizoyin Hulo. Right, because the Pasuk says V'amdu Shnei Anashim and L'divrei Akol V'amdu Shnei Anashim is definitely that the Eidus, the by Eidim, it has to be Ba'amida. Okay, that's what the facts are on Lamed Aleph. Now you go to Lamed Amud Beis, second wide line. Rav Yemar Havi Yodale Sadusa Lamar Zutra Asa Lekamei Da'amemar Usvinu Luchlo. So a Maymar had all the Edim sit because of Rav Yemar. He had everybody sit. Amar le Rav Ashi la Maymar v'ha'amar ula machlokis bebalei dinin aval be'edim divri akol ba'mida. So how could you do, what are you doing? It should be everybody has to stand. Everybody has to stand. Amar le, hayase v'hayase. There are two competing assays. Va'amdu shnei ha'anashim. And as Hashem elokecha tira. Asay the Kavod Torah adif. And the assay of Kavod Torah is superior. Fascinating. So therefore, he had all the Edom sit because of Rav Yemar. Why do you have them all sit? Because that's just a din of, I think the pasuk is Betzedek Tishpor Amisecha, that everything should look even-handed. You shouldn't have my Edom standing, your Edom sitting, or vice versa. The appearance of the Bezdin has to be one of equity, of even-handedness, fairness. So therefore, he sat them all down. Okay. He sat them all down. So the first question I think you have to ask is, so why didn't you do the same thing with the Melech? There's by the Melech, you say that it's the Midoraisa lo Chazi. And the reason is because it's Derech Bizoyin Hulo. And since by Bezdin Sarach Lamod Lifnei Hadayin, so that's a big problem. So I don't stand, so make him sit. Tell him to sit. Why is it different? Why by a Talmud Chacham do you have you can tell him to sit, but by the Melech you can't? Why did not only that, I mean, but the Torah, right? The Torah apostled him for that reason. So how do you explain that? Yeah, so David wants to say that by the case of the Melech and Bezdin, you have two personal situations, or two personal institutions, Kavod HaMelech and Kavod Dayanim. But over here, it's Talmud Chacham, which is Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. So you want to say, when it's two personal things, so it's a face-off. But over here, the Kavod Shemayim is Adif. That's the way, right? Okay, that's your basic approach. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm just curious, by the way, how would you formulate, and why is the Melech puzzle? All right, so let me tell you a little bit of a different approach. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilcha Sanhedrin, Halacha Zion. Kol Bezdin Shel Yisrael Shu Hogun, Shechina Imahen, Lefikach Tzrichin Adayonim Leishev Be'ema V'yira V'atifa V'kovid Rosh. Va'aser lahakel rosh al lischok al lisaper besicha b'teila b'vezdin ela b'divrei Torah v'chachma. Okay. And later, I mean, the Rambam says, "Kol amamid lehem Yisrael dayin sheino hagun kilo hekim matseva." Or if it's bimkom talmidi chachamim kilo nata ashera, and lo sasun iti Elohei chesev Elohei zahav. Okay. So I want to learn a little differently. That really the din of Bezdin is an idea of Lifnei Hashem. It's an idea of Lifnei Hashem. So therefore, by the Melech, so you have two competing institutions. You have halacha of the Torah of Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Shetei Masa Alecha. And then you have an idea of Lifnei Hashem, that Bezdin is Kavod Shemayim. It's the Mishpat of God. It's Mishpat Hashem. So since you have two competing institutions, so therefore it's impossible from the standpoint of the system to have that. So like you said, if the Melech comes into Bezdin, it's going to create a conflict, a halachic conflict that cannot be resolved. So therefore, it had to be that a melech cannot be cannot come to Bezdin, cannot be made. Certainly by Dine Mamas. But over here, it's a question of, they're both an idea of Kavod Shemayim. There's the Talmud Chacham, and then there's the Dayanim, Bezdin, that reflects Shechina. And that's exactly where Meimar said, not Kavod HaTorah Adif. In other words, you could paskin cover the Torah Adif because they're of the same ilk. They're not two separate institutions. So now you could say that cover Torah is Adif. In other words, which one is a greater expression of Kavod Shemayim? The Dayanim, the cover to the Dayanim, or the cover to Talmidei Chachamim? So that's what he said, Kavod Torah is Adif. If they're apples and oranges, then you can't. They're two separate institutions in the Torah. So you can't make a comparison. You just have a stalemate, which can't be tolerated halachically. It's not possible. What are you going to do? But if they're of the same framework, so then you can make a judgment that this is a greater expression. As Hashem Elokecha Tira has a greater manifestation in the covet of Talmidei Chachamim. Yeah, in other words, Joey, I'm going based on the Rashi before. V'habo lohoyed tzarech lamod lifnei hadayin.
Right, just saying the lamod lifnei hadayin is Allah Chaim. I'm just clarifying.
That, yes. That's right. I'm saying when you have two chiyuvim, how are you going to decide one is adif over the other? The Torah demands this, the Torah demands this. How are you going to be machria? I mean, you could have, ase dochalos ase. You could have rules like that, but those are rules. Those are meta rules that tell you how to deal when you have conflicts. But Stam, just two separate institutions in the Torah. So what do you do? But if you tell me they're both have the same source, i.e. Kavod Shamayim, then you can be Machria. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what a Maimer told Ravashi. Hayasei v'hayasei, right? Vasei de Kavod Torah adif. I guess I should also add, and that's why I told you guys to look at that Ramban. That I guess there's a premise here, and there's I'm definitely my svara is it has to be, like I think it looks to me like the majority of Rishonim. Certainly, it's the Ramban, but I did see other Rishonim who say it, that the Umdu Shnei Hanoshim is lechatchila. But of course, b'di'evet, if they sat and gave edus, the edus would be kosher. Because if you tell me that that edus demands it's ma'akev to be omeid, that's part of the very definition of a kosher edus, that the mice edus has to be bamida. I mean, then how could he say kavod Torah adif? Then it's impossible. Might be kavod Torah adif, but then you won't have an edus. So no, it's a lachatchila. Va'amdu shnei anashim. And I guess you would also say, according to what I'm saying, that I'm telling you what the lachatchila is. It's really the edus is good b'di'evet. So now the question is, what's the lachatchila? But the lechatchila is that the edus, the maisa edus, should be, since the maisa edus is the, has a din like gemar din, it's the ikar of the case. So therefore, at that moment, that's when lechatchila, your edus should be given in such a way that recognizes that you're omeid lifnei ashchina. That you're there, that you're in the presence of the Shechina, Mishpat. But b'di'evet, if you didn't have that kiyum, the Eidus is still an Eidus, it's still a Haggadah's Eidus. So therefore, he could say, Kavod Torah is Adif, that Es Hashem Elokecha Tira tells you that manifestation is a greater kiyum, is superior than the other one. So therefore, you could have the Talmud Chacham sit. So it'll still be Haggadah Seidus, and the Beis Din will be acting in a way that shows Kavod Shamayim. I mean, you're certainly right. Whoever said that, if you tell me V'amdu Shnei Anashim is a totally different phenomenon, has nothing to do with what I'm with Kavod Shamayim. Then you're right. Then you need a different approach. There's no doubt, by the way, Va'amdu Shnei Anashim does have another idea, but it's another idea, namely it's an idea of Yashrus of what do you call it? But Tzedek Tishpat Amisacha, there's an idea of equality. That's true too, but the. No doubt about it. That's from the Gemara before. If you do the Gemara earlier in Lamed Amud Beis, and you look in the Halacha, you'll see that that's true too. But that idea, of course, doesn't preclude this one. They're both true. It could be a couple of you know, dinim, you know, a number of concepts behind the idea of va'amdu shnei anashim. There's an idea of Amida. There's also of Amdu Shnei Anashim, that they're both having a similar position. Whether they're the Balei Dinim or the Edim, that's another idea. In Kavod HaMelech, That's a completely different institution of shetehei emaso alacha. That has to do with his position. Simply, you have to show kavod hamelech. In order to have a melech, it requires shetehei emaso alacha. That's a din in melech per se. So therefore, that I'm saying exactly like David said before. In other words, there's a din of kavod hamelech, and then there's a din of kavod bezdin. So therefore, it's not possible to subject the melech to that situation, because what's he going to do? I mean, I don't mean it as far as just the melech, but I mean it as far as our relationship to the melech. He can't put himself in a situation that will be where he's machnia himself with his achna to another institution. That's shetehei maso alecha. So therefore, it has to be that the melech is not subject to edus, to dinei edus. He can't be an eid. The Torah had to categorically remove him from edus, or else there'd be an absolute conflict in the system. And I think that's exactly where Tosis steps in. I say the covered Torah adif. Vim tomar kol shekein kavod melech. Sharei eino yachol limchol al kvodo. Vamai ukmei Shimon ben Shetach liyanai hamelech beperako in gadol besanhedrin. So see, Tosis doesn't ask our kasha from Daf Lamed Aleph. That he already knows the answer to. His kash is, there's a case in Sanhedrin, a case of Dine Nefashos, where the melech has to be made. But the question is, and we'll have to define it, he's learning that Kavod HaMelech is superior. So now it's a case in the system where the melech has to come to be made. So therefore, why did Yanai force him to stand? He should have had him sit. No, it's now that the melech has to be there. And kavod hamelech is superior to kavod talmidei chachamim. So then he should have had him. They should have had him sit. Why did Shimon ben Shetach insist that he stand? And he did. He insisted. Take a look at the Gemara there. He said, "I'm out. You have to stand." In other words, again, in Dini Nefashis, there's no hafka. He's chazi. So now, when he comes to Bezdin and his covet is adif, then a Talmud Chacham. So then they should have told him to sit. And that's why Tosfos asked the kasha that way. Yeah, what's Tosfos' argument? Right, kol shekein kavod melech sharei eino yachol limchol al kvodo. Yeah, what's his definition? Yeah, what's his idea? In other words, Tosis in his kasha is saying, what do you mean kol shekein kavod melech? So he means from the framework of the system of halacha, the system of Torah. Meaning that you see from the system that whether or not you stand up for a Talmud Chacham, that is not a necessity from the system. Because the Talmud Chacham has a right to be mochel. So you see that it's not a necessity from the system standpoint, from the framework of Torah as a whole, that somebody stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Whereas by Melech, there's no option. The Torah demands that Shetehe Emasa Alecha, that you must always stand, you know, stand up for him. You can't act in any way of bizayin towards him, etc., etc. I don't mean to just say the halacha of standing up. But in other words, so the kavod l'talmidei chachamim from the framework of the system of Torah is not a necessity, is not inherent. Whereas by a melech, it's always demanded. It has to be that there's shetehei emasa alecha. So that's why Tosis, so you understand what I mean? That's his argument. The argument is sheharei eino yochel limchol al kvodo. I mean, what kind of argument is that? But the answer is no, because it shows you something about the nature of the kavod. That from the framework of the system, it must always be manifest. Emas hamelach. So therefore, in a case where he has to come to Beis Din because of dinei nefashos, so then it has to be, but that the ema though is manifest. So therefore, it should have to be that you sit him down. That's Tosa's argument. So how could Shim ben Shetach tell a Yanai to stand? Now tell me, I don't know, Chaim, tell me. Now, do I have a problem? That's what I'm saying is that inherently by Dina Nefashis, he has to appear as an aide. And even by Dina Yisser, he must appear. Now that he has to appear, so now, what position should he assume in the Beis Din? In other words, by Dine Mamedes, they didn't say there's any inherent reason he has to come. On the contrary, the Torah looked at Dine Mamedes differently. And therefore, since it would create a conflict, so therefore, the Torah said he's simply removed from the parsha. But over here, the Torah is saying, no, we don't remove him from the parsha. He must come. So now that he has to come, now the only halachic shaila that has to be answered is what position should he assume when he's giving edus, standing or sitting? So now Tosis is arguing that since Kavod HaMelech is adif from the standpoint of the system, that's what it means. It's not adif. Vim tomar kol shekein kavod melech. Why? Because you could talk about adif when you're dealing with apples to apples. But now I'm telling you that's a kavod talmid chachamim versus the Beis Din, the dayanim. But over here you're dealing with this one is greater. It's kol shekein from the standpoint of the system, that is. So therefore, it should be that you tell the melech to sit. Because the Torah demands that at all times, there's an expression of emasa alecha. So now that you're telling me he must show up, and the conflict arises, but I'm going to tell you that from the standpoint of the system, this one has to always be manifest. Whereas the other one doesn't. So therefore, we should tell him to sit. In other words, now I understand better. In other words, your kasha is that we said before, it's because it's an irreconcilable conflict. So you're asking me, but why? Why don't we use the same kind of system consideration the system of halacha and say that Kavod Melech should always dominate. So let him come even by Dine Mamonis and sit. But, and I'm saying, no. That you only use that when you're forced, when the conflict has to be. Otherwise, you avoid the conflict. You avoid the stira of the two parshas of Amdu Shnei Anashim and Som Tasim Alecha Melech. The Torah removed that, did not want to enter into that conflict. But over here, it's Ein Breira, has no choice. You can't excuse him from Dine Nefashis. It's not possible. So the conflict is inherent. It has to be. But Tosa says, but it should be resolved along the lines of like Amemar did. Here he should definitely sit. All right, let's think about that. Very interesting. Yeah, and you're going to have to say, right, if you're going to follow my path, then you're going to have to say that it's not a conflict by a Talmud Chacham. That's what he was saying. Hayasei v'hayasei, kavod Torah adif. It's not a conflict. It's not like a conflict that's being resolved. It's not a conflict. It's since they're in the same framework, this expression of kavod Shemayim is superior. So therefore, there's never a conflict. But by the Melech, it will be a conflict. So it's avoided. A conflict is avoided. But over here, it's unavoidable. So Tosus Kasha is, though, but it should be resolved. Not that he should stand. He should sit. That's how I'm learning.